Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Hey, everybody. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. This is Tracy from Forking Around Town, and I'm still feeling very stuffed from yesterday's events. Thanksgiving is definitely one of my favorite days of the year. It's always a day to really take a break, rest, reflect on all of your many blessings. And you guys, as my listeners, are always one of my biggest blessings. And just eat. As you all know, I love to fork around, and Thanksgiving is no exception. I always enjoy starting off the day with some sort of a workout. And this was my third year running in the Goody Goody Turkey Gobble, which is they have a 5K and 8K, and then they also have a kids race. It's held every year at Amalie Arena. You get to run through downtown Tampa. You finish off with a fantastic finisher's medal and a great breakfast provided by Goody Goody Burgers here in Tampa, Florida. Now, speaking of Goody Goody, they have some of my favorite pancakes in Tampa. I'm telling you, these pancakes are bigger than your head. So if you guys have not been, it's a great place to go check out while you're shopping over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all that stuff. Definitely check them out. One of my good friends, Randy, works at Goody Goody in Tampa, so be sure to ask for Randy. And also, if you guys are not aware, National Pie Day is December 1st, and they have some of the best pies in Tampa. I could go on and on about pie, and I hate to sound basic, but pumpkin is just one of my favorites. I don't know what it is, but I'm usually good for eating at least four pieces on Thanksgiving. And my friends, that is why I have to run all the time as much as I can. I also wanted to share with you guys, as you all know, I've been on this journey of not drinking, and it's been quite an adventure. When I started this back on August 1st, I really just had the intention of going a month without having anything alcoholic. And it got, as I've mentioned before, you guys are probably tired of hearing this, but I'm going to tell you again. It became almost an addictive lifestyle to not drink. And I made it through so many events where fantastic wines were being poured, such as Opus One, tons of champagne, creative cocktails, you name it. And I learned through this whole process that, you know, you have to be strong if you want to do something. And I think once you really make up your mind about doing something, whether it be going on a certain eating plan, sticking to a workout routine, you have to be 100% committed. And that is what I did. And I learned a lot through this process. And it was just that, you know, I think a lot of times I would turn to drinking as a way to kind of suppress any problems I might be having or any feelings of depression. Or if I was going through a difficult time in my life, it always seemed that grabbing a glass of wine was the easiest solution at the moment. But what would often happen is I'd wake up feeling crappy, the weight would start to creep on. And it's honestly something I really don't want to go back to. Now, I made a decision that I wanted to have a little bit of wine for Thanksgiving because wine is always something I've enjoyed throughout my many years on earth. As I've also told you guys, being from Northern California, wine country, Sonoma, Napa, it's just my favorite place on earth. And to really give that up for good is something that while I could do it, I don't think there's a reason that I should have to do it. So I decided to have a little bit of wine on Thanksgiving. And if you guys remember, I mentioned before, Clearwater Beach Uncorked, which is an event that's been going on in Tampa for quite some time, they recently rebranded. And this year, their festival was held in St. Petersburg, and it was called Savor St. Pete. I went a couple weeks ago, and I was introduced to Fit Vine Wines, which is a winery based out of California, and their wines are absolutely phenomenal. The carb count is very low. There's less sugar in their wines than other wines, and if you're looking to enjoy wine in moderation and also be conscious of calories and carbs, I definitely recommend you checking them out. I sampled some of their Cabernet on Thanksgiving. And they do have a couple of other different varietals, but they are a tad difficult to find in Tampa. I looked at their website to try to find stores that carry their wines. And of course, you know, Publix is mentioned, so is ABC Liquors and Total Wine. Publix did not have anything, and ABC, which is close to my house, only had their Chardonnay and their Cab. I'm not a Chardonnay person, so Cabot was, and I have to say it was fantastic. I just had a little bit, just wanted to enjoy it with my turkey. And I have to say their wines are definitely something that I would love to continue to enjoy on those days I choose to indulge and have a little bit of wine. Also, there is a couple of different products on the market that I've been experimenting with, and I have an actual article with some recipes that I'm sharing on my website, which is eatdrinkandbetracy.com. Those will be up early next week, the first week of December. Now, I created what I call a keto-friendly coffee bar for my Thanksgiving event. I know that, you know, we think of Thanksgiving and indulging, and don't get me wrong, I had some pumpkin pie. I had actually three slices, don't tell anybody, along with a few cookies and other things. But I've really been trying to focus on health and wellness, really watching my processed foods and just trying to make smart decisions with every meal that I have during the day. Coffee has always been a big part of my life, and I'm really excited to have discovered skinny syrups. Now, you can find these at probably, I would say, depending on where you live in the United States, any sort of Marshall's or TJ Maxx or a Ross Dress for Less that usually has a kitchen section. They should have their syrups. You can also order them online. You can find them on Instagram under Skinny Syrups. They have a fantastic variety of different flavors. So if you're looking to kind of enjoy the holidays without all the extra calories, you can make your own creations at home, which are going to be low carb or no carb, however you want to go about it. You can do lattes, even just your standard cup of coffee. So I have a couple of recipes that I will be sharing on my site, and I will also share them on my Instagram with a link so you can go ahead and check them out. I also had some fun with some dessert hummus. There's pumpkin pie, there's brownie, you name it. Most of the stores carry all these fun different flavors during the holidays. And I have a really cool charcuterie board that I'm going to be sharing with you guys. And coming up in December, I have a couple of guests that we're going to be talking about holiday entertaining tips, because no matter where you live, we all have, you know, Christmas, New Year's. Here in Tampa, we have Gasparilla coming up, Super Bowl Sunday. There's so many fun events coming up where food will be the focal point, and I can't wait to share some of my recipes with you guys. Well, anyway, I hope you guys have a safe weekend. I hope you get to take advantage of all those Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals. I've never been a Black Friday person. I probably should start, because God knows I need to save money. But anyway, you guys have a wonderful week, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. And very soon, I'm not sure of the exact date, I will be featuring Leanne Whippin from Devil Pig in Tampa. You've also probably seen her on the Food Network battling against Bobby Flay. She is one of my favorite food personalities here in Tampa, and I am excited to sit down and chat with her. So you guys are going to definitely be in for a treat. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast on radioinfluence.com. A new episode comes out every Friday on either Radio Influence or wherever you like to download your podcasts. Have a great week, everybody.
Initiate procedure.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show is back. Hi, it's MJ. Join me along with Froggy and Fester. We're going to bring you up to speed on what's been happening since our last show. We'll even reveal never-before-heard stories from the past, including some infamous controversies. This is the great MJ Morning Show that you remember. With regular new episodes, we'll even have some of the crazy cast of characters on, like Dave the Dwarf and more. The all-new MJ Morning Show podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, on the iHeartRadio app, and RadioInfluence.com.